I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guilty pleasures and growing pains with Nina and Friends.
What do you think of when I say body count? I start thinking about dead bodies, to be perfectly honest.
Body count.
But Krista is taking today's topic
very seriously.
And we were starting to have this conversation. And what we mean by body count is, do you really care when you're seeing somebody or married to somebody even? Was it ever an issue or a conversation about how many people they've been with? Like, do you care? Do you care who the last person was? Like, if you know, does it even matter?
You're asking me.
Okay. So the reason why we're asking this question, and then we'll come right back to actual opinions, because there's a lot of faces being made at me as I do this. It came up because we were talking about Michael B. Jordan, who recently made his relationship status official with Lori Harvey.
Correct.
Steve Harvey's stepdaughter.
Correct.
Okay. Beautiful woman.
Beautiful man.
Beautiful man. So what were you telling us that got us on this topic?
So there's a house divided when it comes to Lori Harvey. 50% of women and men feel that she got bodies on her and she is living the best whole life that you can live. But the other 50% feel as if, why does it matter? Because she's acting exactly like most men in the industry act. It doesn't work out. You move on, you pick somebody else. So that's where the body count conversation comes from. Do we really care as women about A, our body counts, and B, our significant other's body counts?
But doesn't that just go against everything we've been saying? Like, no, we don't care. But both of you today care. And so you're kind of contradicting yourself.
I want to know. I don't know if that's the same as caring. I just get peace of mind when I know. Because
like
I just want to know.
Who they've slept with?
Yes.
Okay, so how do you go about... Do you want to know that, Ange?
Yeah. I mean, I don't need to know like names and addresses or anything. But I like to know a general... I don't know.
Like number or person?
Preferably both. But here's
both.
Why. I could give you a reason why.
Especially because what if you slept with somebody I knew and then it's going to be awkward if we're ever out together?
That's when you just say ignorance is bliss. Why do you need to open up Pandora's box? It doesn't even affect you. How do you look forward when you're spending so much time looking backwards?
I'm going to feel a type of way if you and I are out and you introduce me to a woman that you've hooked up with before in the past.
Right.
Like, yo, Krista, this is Maggie. Maggie, Krista. Okay, nice to meet you, Maggie. Let's have a shot. And then 3 hours later, oh yeah, we hooked up before. What? I would prefer to know in advance so I can like mentally prepare for that moment.
But what if he didn't know that she was going to be there? Haven't you ever been in a situation where the person...
to interpretation.
Like, no, this is a double standard interpretation. Because I don't think that you would feel as comfortable if somebody was watching all the bodies on you. I just don't think that it's easier to sit back, and if we're using Lori Harvey as an example, because the poor thing is in the public eye and this is what it is.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful woman that has access to so many things. Like,
correct.
Would you not?
I just don't understand why people are making a big deal out of it. It makes zero sense to me. Literally everyone in Hollywood has body counts. Everyone.
Yeah.
Well,
everyone.
I think they're making a big deal out of it because she's finessing the finessers. For example, Trey Songz. She dated him for a good amount of change, and Trey Songz has ran through a couple women and has broken their hearts. And she actually broke Trey Songz's heart. Same thing with Future. She dated Future, ended that didn't work out. She dated Diddy, messed around and dated Diddy's son. So it's like, she's out here. Like, she does what she wants to do without worrying about any repercussions.
Right. I hear that. And that would also go to that whole statement that if you can, wouldn't you? And I don't mean that in a bad way. Diddy's son didn't know
that he was seeing Diddy.
And it's not like these people didn't know about like the other person. I mean, Hollywood obviously in that whole entertainment circle is held to a different standard anyway. Like, that's not real life.
But let me ask you a question, because you are in the entertainment circle. You meet a guy who is also in this entertainment space that you jig with the long way. You're like, okay, this is my person. I rock with him.
Yeah.
Our industry isn't that big. So it's mm-hmm. likely that you all could have, you know, hooked up with someone that the other person knows or even mm-hmm. went okay. out on a date
for,
with.
For example,
something.
I know that one of my exes hooked up with Christina Aguilera.
Okay.
So I know that.
Okay.
Is that weird? Yeah. No. At first I was like, oh, this is awkward, but also I don't care.
But you all talked about it. You had the conversation. You kept it moving. I just want to have that conversation.
But he brought it up as in a bragging way.
Oh.
You know, we were having some drinks. It was fun. His mom was in town and somehow it like came up on this conversation. It was like, remember when Christina Aguilera came by the house? And so they had this moment and then he was bragging and then she was really cute and was like, but Nina's cool. So you just know, I guess my whole thing is that, and I'm not acting like I'm evolved. I think there probably was, if we were having this conversation as Nina 10 years ago, maybe I would be like, I need to know, you know, the queen of drive-bys. That's me. Mm-hmm. But I no longer have the energy to put into drive-bys. And I just feel like I don't care. If I want to move forward, if you did something shady, sure, that's going to reveal itself in time. But if we're in a space, I don't need you to, hey, this has been a really great date. So by the way, can I please have a list?
No.
Of the most recent
not
five?
Like,
nobody's doing that though.
Okay.
That is something that I think nobody's about though. As I'm getting older, I'm realizing the body counts are going to get higher.
Yeah.
I mean, when I had my first boyfriend, I was like 16 years old, you know, and he was like 21. So his body count wasn't that much.
Yeah.
You know, and then my next boyfriend, his body count definitely wasn't that much, you know. So, but now that I'm getting older, I'm going to be like, oh, I guess I am going to have to take into consideration you've been around for a little bit.
Now,
so
let me also be clear. I'm not saying that I love the idea of triple digits. Like, does that skeeve me? Yes, very much so. Like, you know, stuff like mm-hmm. that. And, you know, I don't want to be thinking about that. I guess I'm just thinking, like, you can't be naive to think that your person wasn't with other people before you.
I don't like to think about that.
Well, right. You shouldn't have to think about that.
But I have to have the conversation. I can give a real life
example. At what point do you have the conversation?
So I don't know that I am dating somebody. I'll just give you a real life example.
Not the boyfriend,
but we are on the progressive path of
radio guy.
Dating each other. Radio guy, I found out that he told me that he has hooked up with someone that I look up to in the radio space. And if I would have never found that out and I would have found out like in the moment, that would have been awkward for not only me, but for the woman that I look up to. Like, I don't want her to blackball me. Mm-hmm. I don't want her to, you know, block me from glowing up in this radio space. That's why I need to have the conversation so I can know, so I can prepare myself and have a little mental clarity about it.
That's different because then it starts to seep into your own personal circle.
And when it comes to the number, like the bodies, it's a spiritual thing for me, right? And this sounds weird, but I've always felt like my person knows the ins and outs of me, like knows everything about me. So he knows mine. I know his. And that's just a spiritual connection thing for me.
Oh, because you tell them. I don't know why I'm thinking that. I'm picturing Krista and her man standing naked, staring at each other going, I know there's 54. And he's like, I know there's 13. And it's
oh
like
gosh.
The aura.
I'll take it. Oh my God. You know, but no, yeah, it's just an honesty, vulnerability thing, open conversations. I don't know. I'm crazy.
No, it's not crazy. I think it's when and why is the conversation coming up? Yeah. You know, like for you, Angela, you're constantly like, I want to know. Yeah. I need to know things. I need to know who they were and where. You're acting like you don't need to know their addresses, but somehow you'd find them.
Yeah.
So
in a jiffy.
Your gadget over here, ladies.
No shame on that one. But at what point do you need to know?
At the very beginning. You look the other way. I need to see who you're looking at. I need to know who that person is.
But you know what's messed up? I get it. Like, I get it.
You get it too. There is not one not one girl listening to this that is not like, oh, I'm not like that. Maybe not to my extreme,
yeah,
but we are all nosy. We all want to know
who our person has been like interacting with.
The Nina, thing that feels
do not give me that look. That's why she's not even saying anything.
Nina, like, no,
we're nosy.
We all go out to like Soho House or something for some drinks, and your boo pulls up on us.
Sure.
And this girl comes and graces.
Oh my God! Hi. You cannot tell me that you're not going to be like, who's that?
I would, but I wouldn't do it in an angry way.
No, not an angry. It's all about interpretation.
You're
going to be angry, Angie.
Yeah, we've talked about this actually recently. This is actually kind of perfect.
I'm not. I wasn't angry, though. I mean, I was, but I didn't show it.
Are we bringing this to the pod? Are we talking
about it? Actually seems like it fits perfectly in this situation, okay. Right? Because when we're talking about body counts and wondering who people are looking at, and let me turn your mic down as we mic check. This is the level I'll talk at. She's already yelling.
Listening to this podcast, really pay attention to what Angie has to say, because it's juicy. Okay.
No. So I do want to really, really quickly, in those moments, like we're all at Soho House and somebody's gracing my man's shoulder. Yeah, I'm going to be curious because I don't know you. I don't have to know everything or everything about you, and it's fine. It's a conversation. It's an open communication.
Sure.
Angie's not kidding when she says when you look the other way that she's literally shooting daggers through her eyeballs at whatever girl is getting his glance. For example.
Okay, so I was at the bar a couple nights ago, and I was with my new guy, and it was
another group, not the boyfriend.
Yeah, it was a group of four of us, and we had our own little table or whatever. And all of a sudden, I see him turn around real quick, and then he just starts walking away. And I'm like, oh, maybe he's going to go get another drink, get our waitress. No, he goes up to this table, and he gives this girl a hug, and he came back, and he was like, oh, I want to buy them shots. And I'm like, you literally just left, didn't even tell me where you were going. I understand, like, you don't have to do that all the time, but you literally went up to a whole ass other table, gave some whole ass other girl a hug, and then bought her a drink.
In front of you.
In front of me.
But shouldn't that tell you? Okay. Anyway, keep going.
And I was pissed.
And then what did you do?
And so I told my friend in front of his friend, I was like, are you ready to go?
And she shot daggers, like you said. She was looking at her like she was crazy.
Because I wanted to know who she was. And so I had to watch.
And when we were talking about this for the first time, Angie's hot. Like, she's actually pretty calm at the moment. But when we were talking about this originally, she was hot. And so Chris and I are, you know, listening. We want to be supportive friends. And I was asking you a question after you explained your scenario. I was like, well, what do you want as a friend? What do you want me to do? Agree with you? Gas you? Yeah, so disrespectful. Or do you want me to be a friend?
And keep it a buck and tell you about yourself.
Exactly. And what did you say?
What did you say? I remember what she said. What did you say? You don't remember what you said yesterday when Nina said that?
What did she say, Chris?
She was like, I'm gonna do what I gotta do. Like, she was pissed.
Because that's so disrespectful. First off, it's disrespectful to buy another girl a shot anyways when you're with another girl.
Regardless,
like, that's so disrespectful. And then to not even mention who she is.
Well, my problem with the scenario is that she didn't say anything to him about it that
because Krista, you know this too. I couldn't, because it wasn't gonna be like, you'd hey, who was off. That no, it would have been who the
But why do we have to take it there?
Ange, what if this was a coworker?
Yeah.
What if this was a scenario that helped him in a work environment?
Hey, Ange, guess what? Hey, Ange, this is one of my coworkers. Come with me. I want to introduce you. Bam, we're all taking shots. But no, you're going to
I think in real time, it doesn't always work that way, especially after a few drinks.
In a perfect scenario, yes, that is the idea. Like I said yesterday.
That's how it should be.
It should have been like that. However, like Nina said yesterday, what if this is his first time in a relate? Like, what if he doesn't know how to communicate like the right things to do? Hence why I wish you would have said something about it in a calm fashion.
Me too.
So he doesn't do it again.
Me too. Otherwise, you're literally, your favorite word, expecting him to mess up and setting him up for failure. Mm-hmm. You're waiting for a reason to pounce. And I'm not, please don't think I'm like defending this guy because he's the greatest thing in the world. I don't actually know him. Mm-hmm. But what I do know is he has not done anything shady to Ange. Mm-mm. Every time his story checks out and then some.
Mm-hmm. And we check it twice.
She does.
Mm-hmm. Nina, I don't. She does.
I don't. She does. But I realize that, and he knows that she does this, yeah, though. And that's why we also like him, because yeah, he understands that
he
she's worked.
He accepts her for who she
exactly
is.
Exactly. And she can work through these things. And I think he would also accept you for who you are if you allowed him to know that body count matters, that you're shooting daggers, that you just have to communicate, you know, for you to have that intimacy level like Krista and her man standing naked, just having an aura where they don't even have to speak. You just know.
So hot names.
I don't know why I just picture this like supernatural, like I can see them now.
MGMT playing in the background.
Because we want you to be happy though. And so I think the obsession with spending so much time looking backwards takes away from people's happiness, which is why I keep going, do we really care though? What part of you cares? What is it? Is it the insecure side of you that cares? Is it the competitive side, which also would lead back into insecure side? Uh-huh. What if we're being honest with ourselves, what part of ourselves needs to know these things?
Are you asking us in general or just Angie?
I think I'm saying it in general because I need to ask myself that question. Why do we care?
Like I said earlier, the only reason I care is so nobody feels awkward when we're out in public with other people because of the nature of the business.
So for, okay, because yours is radio guy.
Yeah.
So it's respect.
Yes.
Okay. And because you would, and would you offer him the same?
Absolutely.
Okay.
If I knew that radio guy and I were about to go somewhere and I knew that there were going to be certain mm-hmm. people there that I've dated in the past, I would let I was about to name drop. I would let him know off rip.
Yeah.
This has happened to me before, though.
Yeah, me too.
And it's failed miserably, even though I'm not with him anymore. But there was an industry guy in Chicago that was hosting an event with the helicopter. And I didn't go because it made my ex-boyfriend like feel super mad, uncomfortable.
Oh, I remember that.
You know, remember I talked to you all about it at the bar?
Yeah.
But like it's communication like that that helps me stand firm on my decisions when I make decisions. If I know your bodies and I know who you've hooked up with in this radio space or in the entertainment space or in general, and we happen to run into each other, there's no, I'm not going to feel uncomfortable. I'm going to be like, my man told me about you already.
Okay.
See, even if a bitch tries to check you, my boo told me about you already.
Okay. What's your double standard?
Yeah. I want to know, but then, I mean, the guy I'm with now, like I have hooked up with somebody. I mean, I don't know if they were friends, but we all went to the same place. So we're all.
Mic drop.
I know. We were all, you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you do. Yeah. You're contradicting yourself.
So you would say something, right?
If he asks, he's never asked. But I'm not going to just offer up that information.
So maybe what if he's feeling the same thing because you're not communicating that maybe he felt some kind of way and felt like you did, like, I can't say anything because I don't want to be bogus. So guys, life 101.
See, this
communication.
Spicy light bulb moment.
And I'll tell you too, like a lot of the times we're looking backwards, it is out of a place of insecurity.
Yeah.
For example, when I was dating a DJ, a very popular one, it was safe for me to assume every time a girl would look at him sideways and they'd like smile and like wave,
that they've hooked up.
That something has happened. And I just had to get to this place where I was like, okay, but that's not happening anymore. But it was. So that was a different story. But it made me crazy. So if you're in this zone where you're looking back, you're seeing this stuff happen, you're feeling yourself go crazy, you're checking body counts or whatever.
I see what you're saying.
I think what I'm saying is that if I ever feel like I'm in a scenario where I got to worry about that,
then it's not for you.
Then I shouldn't be in that scenario.
Okay. That's valid. That's super valid.
But that comes from being crazy, I guess, and doing.
No, it comes from trauma, Nina. It's trauma.
No, that's just, nobody wants to be stressed about shit like that. The purpose of being in a happy relationship is to be happy and be blissful. So if I'm always wondering who you smashed all the time.
That's not the place for me.
I'm not going
to
do it.
I'm never doing that to myself again.
But I will have the conversation. Have it.
But that's just called common courtesy. And if you think about it, you're actually respecting your partner by allowing them the opportunity to tell you what's happening. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're assuming, you know what they say, you're making an ass out of you and me. So
that's a good point, Nina. I didn't look at it from that perspective.
But I just think that it really comes from experience in these situations. So maybe there was a time when body count mattered. I remember I'd be like grossed out if you were with too many people, but with age and time you date and you fall in love and you fall in love again another time, or you had a really good time, or your sexual appetite happens to be a little heartier than others right now, whatever it may be, as long as you're safe, you're conscious of your body, take care of yourself and you respect your body and somebody else's. Not that I need to explain this, guys, and
this.
People that are listening, we're safe out in these streets.
Team condoms over here.
But we'd be also naive to pretend like sex isn't happening.
Yeah.
Women and men. And they and some of it is for love. Other is for pleasure. Mm-hmm. And Lori Harvey, whatever, who cares what she's doing? As long as she's respectful, living, and she can. If she's being shady and disrespectful and lying and all that stuff, well, that's a different category. But if you're living your life, and that's your life.
And I'm not trying to hate on Lori Harvey. It's just Michael Bay Jordan. Like, he's mine.
I know a lot of people are just really protective and like want to see him with an angel.
Like,
you know,
Zoe Kravitz.
Oh, it was always cute.
Or Lupita Nyong'o.
You already picked out his girlfriend?
Yeah, like all AOC. Like the
what about like Zendaya?
Zendaya's my number one. She's my number one for my list of Michael B. Jordan Bays instead of Lori Harvey. Like, she's number one.
Oh my gosh, make a bracket.
Okay.
And see what happens.
Yeah, I think going back to your initial question, I would like to know.
I do too. I think, you know what? And I think, for me, sex is so different when it's with somebody you love.
Of course.
And with somebody, it's just, whatever, let's just do this. Because when I love you, I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe somebody else experienced this.
Oh,
it makes me so sad. She
shut the front door. But that doesn't mean that they did. But it doesn't mean that they did. Mm-hmm. Just like, okay, this is my sick brain and how I used to justify being cheated on and staying. And it was that they're just a warm body. This was my sick brain. Mm-hmm. They're just a warm body. He loves me. They're nothing. He loves me. So I allowed myself to stay. I know.
I bet a lot of women feel like that though.
And it was a very deep love. I've talked about it in different times on this particular podcast, but it was one of the most, what do you call it? Toxic relationships of my life.
Toxic.
But that was what I would do to justify it. Now, that just you triggered me in saying that somebody else experienced this, but what you experience with a person isn't necessarily the same thing that you experience with somebody else. Like, even if you're having a conversation with another girl, well, okay, then that could happen. What are they called? Eskimo sisters?
Oh yeah.
Like when you found out, when you find out you smashed
the
same dude.
Tell you this story.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Don't let me forget to tell you my Eskimo.
And then you have that moment. You're like, does he do? Anyway, it wasn't me. I watched the conversation happen between two girls that realized they had smashed the same dude, and they were joking about like this one thing that he does when it's over.
This reminds me of the same girl music video.
I got a good Eskimo story. Let me put this.
You have an Eskimo sister that you know? Gosh, do you have Eskimo sisters? This is a whole other conversation, but real fast.
That I know of?
I mean, you're the person that needs to know about body counts, so.
You know what? Actually, so like if somebody else slept with somebody that I know.
Yeah.
That you've slept with.
No,
before.
That you've slept with. That's what
I mean, I've known my ex's next girlfriends because they were all people he was talking to while he was with me. So yeah, I mean, I know the people
that
he's slept with, but I've never like really found out like, oh, we slept with the same person. Also, guys, I don't know why Chicago is the third largest city in the country.
Yeah.
World?
Country.
Sorry. I'm really bad at geography. But Chicago is so small.
It is.
Like,
it's a big ass small.
Knows everybody.
She goes to one bar and all of her exes are there.
Come on.
The Eskimo Sisters podcast, Eb. I have to talk about that. I need to get this up.
Actually,
we don't have to do it now.
Let's do that.
Okay. I have two requests, Nina, our fearless leader. Eskimo Sisters. And cheating, because I would like to talk about cheating, because if my man cheats, I'm cheating back. Like the way that you justified
that
yourself.
Podcast,
yeah, the way you justified yourself, it's just a warm body. That's all fine and dandy, but I'm cheating back. And then it depends on after that if I'm going to stay with you or not.
Guys, we're toxic.
What?
Krista, I get cheated on, I say I'm leaving. Krista gets cheated on, she says, okay, bet. I'm going to do you one better.
Facts. With your brother or your cousin or your daddy.
You cheat on me, you're not walking no more.
It's on. You cheat on me, I'm literally coming for
your
father.
This took a hard turn.
How did this happen?
Guilty pleasures and growing.
I think I'm just going to leave you with this. If you are somebody that does care about body counts, why? Literally, just ask yourself. Nobody's judging. Mm-hmm. You're the only person that can answer that question. But why? Okay, thanks for being here, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.